This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. In what is being called an extraordinary phone call, U.S. President Donald Trump is heard pleading with election officials in the U.S. state of Georgia to find enough votes to overturn his pivotal loss in the state. Take a listen to a clip from the call with Republican Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger from Saturday.
So, look, all I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have, because we won the state, and flipping the state is a great testament to our country.
Georgia previously certified that Democratic President-elect Joe Biden won the state by 11,779 votes. Audio snippets of the conversation with Raffensperger were posted online by the Washington Post. A recording of the call was later obtained by the Associated Press from a person who was on the call. In the hour-long phone call, President Trump sometimes assailed Raffensperger and sometimes flattered him and his office's general counsel, Ryan Germany, who was also on the call. The president disputed the accuracy of three separate vote counts in Georgia that showed President-elect Biden won. The conversation was the latest step in an unprecedented effort by a sitting American president to reverse the outcome of a free and fair election that he lost. Vaccinations against the coronavirus are off to a slow and chaotic start in the U.S., but the top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says he is holding out hope that the pace will pick up soon. So far, the U.S. has distributed 13 million doses of the two vaccines that have been approved for the country, but only 4.2 million shots have ended up in the arms of Americans. This is VOA News. U.S. Representative Nancy Pelosi was reelected Speaker of the House of Representatives on Sunday. This is her fourth term serving as Speaker. The Democrat from the western state of California surpassed the necessary majority of the votes Sunday afternoon, with two Democrats voting for the other candidates and three more voting present. Democrats hold a narrow majority in the House of Representatives in the new 117th Congress, with 222 Democrats and 211 Republicans. The new Congress faces several challenges, among them defeating the pandemic and reviving the U.S. economy. The 80-year-old Pelosi has indicated after this two-year period she will not seek another term of speaker as Speaker of the House. That's in accordance with a deal she made with Democrats in 2018. Some British citizens trying to return to their homes in Spain and other European countries have been barred from boarding flights this weekend. Airlines are now refusing documents that before Brexit had been valid proof of their status as residents in Spain. It's not clear whether Brexit or new travel restrictions against people coming from Britain are to blame. Their ordeal comes amid heightened travel restrictions because of a coronavirus variant that has been blamed for faster contagion in the United Kingdom. It also highlights the bureaucratic complexities resulting from Britain's departure from the European Union. India has granted emergency authorization to two vaccines for COVID-19. The two vaccines are the British-developed AstraZeneca vaccine that is being produced in India and another developed by an Indian pharmaceutical company, Bharat Biotech. An Indian company, the Serum Institute of India, has already stockpiled 50 million doses of the vaccine that it made even before formal approvals had come. Prime Minister Narendra Modi called the vaccine approvals a decisive turning point. He added via Twitter that, quote, it would make every Indian proud that the two vaccines that have been given emergency use approval are made in India. At least nine Syrian army soldiers were killed on Sunday in an ambush on their bus. The attack happened on a main highway in the central Syrian desert, and it's the second such incident in less than a week by suspected Islamic militants, Reuters citing residents and defectors for its report. Islamic State claimed responsibility for an attack on Sunday that killed 11 minors from Pakistan's minority Shiite Hazaras in Balochistan province. The full story is on voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.